Bay Area youth are exposed to activism at a young age, whether it's political, social, or environmental. Every year, the Bay Nature Institute honors people who are making outstanding contributions to the understanding and stewardship of the natural world. One of this year's awardees is Sean FitzHoward. She's a junior at San Francisco's Lowell High School who founded the Protect the Bay Club. KALW's Ben Trefney sat down with Sean FitzHoward and asked her about what her club does for the environment.
I basically arrange volunteer events for like the club to go, and I always go to all of them, and then I keep track of their hours. So we go, like, recently we went out to Pier 94. The high tide brought in some trash, so we picked that up, and then we also planted some native plants. So we do stuff like that, like habitat restoration. I like to do that kind of volunteer work the most, like being outside and stuff.
What are some of the fundraisers that you do, and what do you use the money for?
Yeah, so that is definitely a big part of the club. And so last year, we were really determined to raise $500 for Save the Bay. And so we were kind of thinking about, like, oh, what's, like, a popular food? And so we kind of had to be, like, business people. And we thought of popcorn, and it kind of grew. Like, first we just wanted, like, a little popcorn machine to sell popcorn, like, at these food days. And that grew into, like, going on Craigslist and finding, like, a big one, you know, those, like, big popcorn machine.
So this isn't one of those that has wheels on it, like, say, at Playland at the beach.
Well, yeah, it is just like that. Like, it's a replica of that. Like this company makes them, and usually they run, like, a couple hundred dollars, and we found one for $100 that was, like, brand new. So now what we do is we go up to Four Star Video, which is on Cortland Street, like, in Bernal Heights, and we kind of know the people that work, like, run that place. So they're really nice, and they let us, whenever we want, basically sell popcorn outside their movie store, like, Friday, Saturday night. And, yeah, people, like, so we just kind of say, like, hey, like, we tell people what we're doing. Most people are really, like, enthusiastic about it, and they buy some popcorn, like, a small popcorn for $1, like, a large for $3. And sometimes people even donate. It's a lot of hard work doing that, but it definitely paid off because we raised just in that year, so last year, like $1,000, and $500 of that went to Save the Bay. So that was like our big thing we did. That was really cool to like hear how happy they were. Like they wrote us a nice letter. And then we also adopt animals from World Wildlife Fund and Defenders of Wildlife. So like a harbor seal, like $100 for a harbor seal, and it goes to World Wildlife Fund. And we get like a little harbor seal stuffed animal, which is our mascot now. So yeah.
That's Sean FitzHoward. She's a junior at San Francisco's Lowell High School and founder of the Protect the Bay Club. How many members did you start with?
Well, basically just my friends. Yeah, like people I talked to about it, which would be like my friends mostly, they joined and they've been really dedicated members and helped me a lot ever since. So I'm really grateful to them. They're really good friends. And my sister, one of my best friends too, she is like the co-president. She helps me a lot. So they were the first members and they're like the best members now.
And what's the difference between just going out and volunteering or gathering some friends to go volunteer and having a club? What have you found to be different or that you've learned in organizing something like that?
That's a good question. Like, it's definitely, like, yeah, about the organization. So, like, I think that if I just said, hey, guys, like, let's go do this cool volunteer thing, I doubt that many people would go. But now that it's kind of with this, like, legitimate thing through school and they get hours, I keep track of it for them, and like I encourage them, like I have a little like passport thing where like I stamp it every time they come volunteer with us. Like I think that makes it fun and like kind of more exciting for them. And also it's helped me because like I'm kind of forced to go out on the internet mostly and like look for new volunteer opportunities, and I definitely wouldn't have found as many as I did if I didn't kind of under the pressure to like, okay, this week I have to like find a new volunteer thing for us to do, or like something fun that I can invite them to.